Sweetest friends, in this week's parish and parish's Baloscha, it says of Yom Simchaschem Vumadechem Varoshi Chatshechem, Uskatem Bachatzotzos, Alo Sechem Balzifre Shalmechem, Vyulachem Lizikar, and Lufne Hashem Elokechem, Mani Hashem Elokechem. And on the day of your joy, your holidays, your Shchodesh, and you should blow trumpets on your Olos and on your Zifre Shlamim, and it should be a memory in front of God, I am the Lord your God. In the Sifri here it says, V'yulacham l'zikaron l'fnei Hashem l'kechem l'ma ne'emar, v'shomer z'katem l'chatzotzos. Why does it say that it should be a memory in front of Hashem? Since it says you should blow your trumpets, shemeni karbon shetaku aleim yukshem v'shlo taku aleim lo yukshem. I hear that a carbon where they blew the trumpets will be kosher, and if not, it won't be kosher. Tamir l'cham l'zikaron, l'zikaron nidem lo v'hechsher karbon. No, it's only l'zikaron, it's only as a memory, but it's not part of the hechsher karbon. It's not part of the kashrus of the carbon. The carbon is kasher even without the blowing of the chatzotzos. So we have to understand, what havamina would there be that the tkios should be ma'akev the hechsher carbon? We paskin by kachim that you need shana labakasav la'akev, that it has to say it twice in order to be ma'akev. It has to be a double, like we find in Yuma 51b. But if it's only written one time, it's only lemitzvah. And here it's not shana la'akev. Here it wasn't doubled. So why would you think it's li'ikuva? So the Or Avraham says as follows, that pashtus ha-pasuk is mashma like that, that the inyan atkiyas is part and parcel of the ritsui ha-karban. It's part and parcel of the pacifying of the karban, of the fulfillment of the karban. And memela, if we lack the ritsui ha-karban, then it would be li'ikuva. So that is the havamina. Normally you need shana labakasav la'akev, but here it's ritsui ha-karban, and therefore you would think it's li'ikuva. Earlier on in the Sifri it says, v'ariyosem b'chatzotzos, Rabbi Kiva omer, b'chichatzotzos maskiros, v'alodamim maskiros, elishim yicholim lahariya v'lo hariyu, male aleim ki'ilu lo huskeru lefnei hamakom. That it says there, v'ariyosem b'chatzotzos, Rabbi Kiva says, are the chatzotzos maskir? No, the blood is maskir, the blood reminds. Rather, that if they could have blown the chatzotzos and they didn't blow the chatzotzos, then malavakasav, the pasuk makes it as if they weren't remembered in front of Hashem. And the Peirush Zayis Ranan and the Yalkut, he explains as follows: damim maskirim, dmei hakarbonos mechaperim. What does it mean, damim? The dmei hakarbonos, the blood of the karbonos, that's mechaper. Inami perish damim shemiyad tainis hanu miut chelbam, the blood of the fast, that they lack the fats. For damim v'tainis, that's maskir lefnei hamakom. So it would appear mevor mizeh. Sheyesh be'inyan tkiyas hachatzosos shel hakarbonos me'ein avodas hakarbon atzma. That part of the tkiyas hachatzosos of the karbonos, that is like the avodas hakarban, that even though we conclude there that it's not li'ikuva, however, in the havamina we wanted to say that there is an ikuv b'karban atzmo, so it's mashma that it has a shaychus, it has a relationship to the avodas hakarban, and that's why it says in the first pshat in the Zayis Ranan that the damim maskirim d'mei hakarbanos mechaperim. That's what the chatzotos are maskir. It's the damim. No. But rather, if you don't blow the chatzotzos, then malalei makakilu lo huskeru lefnei hamakom. So it's as if they weren't remembered in front of Hashem. So you see that there's an interrelationship here between the blowing of the chatzotzos and the etzem hakarban. And if you didn't blow, then there's a chisaron in the carbon. You would think it's even ma'akev. And that's like we find in the Sifri. It says there's a kesher between tkios, ve'es sara, which is part of the tefillah, like the Rambam says, mitzvah esei min haTorah lizok al ariyah b'chatzotzos, al kol tzara shetavu al atzibur, shenemar al tzara tzara eschem b'harei osem. So we see there's an inyan of chatzotzos, and together with the chatzotzos is the inyan of za'aka, that we're mazik lizok al ariyah b'chatzotzos, al kol tzara shetavu al atzibur. So as part of a tainis, We cry out to Hashem, we daven, but we also blow the chatzotzos. So here also, the tkiyas hachatzotzos are part of the avodas hakarban, even though they're not li'ikuva. okay, it's not ma'akev, but it's part of the avodas hakarban, and that explains the havamina that it would even be ma'akev. Kamashma that it's not ma'akev, you would have a havamina that is ma'akev because it's part of the karban, it's part of the it's part of the avoda biyom simchaschem modechem roshi chatshechem sekatim chatzotzot. That's part of the karban, and therefore you would think it's ma'akev. There in the Sifri it says that kohanim bein tmimim bein bali mumim divrei Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva omer tmimim velo bali mumim. So who does the blowing of the chatzotzos? Rabbi Tarfon says kohanim, whether they are complete or whether they have mums. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says no. Dafka tmimim velo bali mumim. They have to be tmimim and not bali mumim. And we conclude there, Kerevi Akiva, that he learns from Gzera Shava that Kohanim legabe avodas hazrika of karbanos requires tmimim. So he learns from Sukkim. So you see the Torah's kaveh lehedia that tkiyas hachatzotzos has to be al yidei kohanim dafka, and these kohanim have to be tmimim, and therefore we see that it's like the karbanos, that just like the chatzotzros has to be al yidei kohanim, and these kohanim have to be tmimim. So that's just like karbanos, that the kohanim have to be tmimim. Now it's interesting, in the Gemara Menachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, we enumerate 15 avodas that are mesuras lekohanim dafka. And in Tosfos, Dibur Maaseh Minayin asks that there are other avodas also that are not enumerated that also are done by the kohanim, like Trumas Hadesh and Sidur Ma'aroch Ayin Shem and Tosfos. So al kolpanim bein bebraiso bein betosfos, it was never mentioned this inyan of tkiyas hachatzosos that require kahuna. So based on what we said, maybe we can say, because they hold, that even though you need kohuna and you need tmimim, it's not considered kavod bifnei atzma, like the things mentioned there, hashka sota, taras mitzora, nesiyas kapayim. The union of tkiyas is chelik mehechsher avodas hakarban kulo, and therefore the Sifri thought that it would be liikuva, even though it's not liikuva, but it's mein hechsher laavodas hakarban. So it's not a specific avoda. The tkiyas hachatzosos are not a specific avoda, but it's a hechshera karban, and therefore it enables the karban. It makes the karban a kosher karban. So therefore, you might think that you need that it's ma'akev. Kamashman that it's not ma'akev, but you need kohanim tmimim. So you see the chashivos of the tkiyas hachatzosos, and you see the linkage between the tkiyas hachatzosos and the avodas hakarban, that it's dafka kohanim, and it's dafka kohanim tmimim. So even though it's not enumerated in the etzem ha'avodos, as we see in Menachos, but it is part of the hechsher hakarban, and therefore it requires kohanim tmimim according to Rabbi Akiva, kohanim without mums. And with that explains the Rav Ram, we can explain the Rambam Perakim Milchos Klei Mikdash Halacha Hei, who brings this mitzvah l'tkoa b'chatzotzos b'sha'as hakarban, but he doesn't mention that you also need to blow the shofar. And we have to understand, because the Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Shofar in Halacha Beis, the mikdash hayu token b'Rosh Hashanah b'shofar echad v'shtei chatzotzos min atzadim v'lo metoken yimo b'chatzotzos mishum shenamar b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar hariyu l'fnei ha'melech Hashem v'l'shar makomos ein token b'Rosh Hashanah ela b'shofar bilvad. So what does the Rambam say? In the mikdash they would blow in Rosh Hashanah one shofar and two chatzotzos on the side. Why with chatzotzos? Because it says in the pasuk, with chatzotzos, with trumpets and kol shofar, you should blow in front of the Melech Hashem. But in other places, you only blow on Rosh Hashanah with a shofar. So too in the first parak of Hilchos Tainis, Halach Aleph, Mitzvah Seseh Min HaTorah, Lizok Ulehariyah B'chatzotzos, HaKol Tzara Shetavu Ala Tzibur, Shenemar Ala Tzara Tzara Eschem, Bayreosim B'chatzotzos. And Halach Adalit, he says, V'imahayu B'mikdash Meirim B'chatzotzos U'B'shofar, and talking B'chatzotzos U'shofar, Ela B'mikdash Shenemar B'chatzotzos U'Kol Shofar, Yeh Lufnei HaMelech Hashem. So it's a mitzvah seseh to cry out and to blow with chatzotzos and every tzara. And Allah Adalit says, and if they're in the mikdash, you blow with chatzotzos and with the shofar. And you only blow with chatzotis and a shofar in the mikdash, because lifnei hamelech Hashem, only if lifnei hamelech Hashem, you're able to blow with chatzotis for kol shofar. Otherwise, just with chatzotis. So we see that from this pasuk, midivrei Kabbalah, that all tkiyos in the mikdash are bechatzotis for kol shofar, both chatzotis and kol shofar. So you do the tkiyah b'shofar together with the chatzotis. Whether the ikar mitzvah is b'shofar, like in Rosh Hashanah, then you add chatzotzos. Or whether the ikar mitzvah, the ikar din, is b'chatzotzos, like b'eis sara, then you add the shofar. So if that's the case, then we have to understand. Why don't we also say this, like abe those tkiyas b'shas ha-karban, that even though in the Torah it says that you need only chatzotzos, we should learn from the pasuk Medivrei Kabbalah, lifnei Hashem, haynu b'mikdash, you also need shofar in addition to the chatzotzos. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalid brings this up, and he blabs with the Tzarechin. He doesn't understand. Why does the Rambam say in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perakim Halacha Hei, that there's a mitzvah l'tkoa b'chatzotzos b'shas ha-karban, and he doesn't mention the mitzvah l'tkoa b'shofar? We have other sources that tell us that chatzotzos and shofar go together. So therefore in Klei Mikdash, the Rambam should have said chatzotzos with the shofar. Where did the shofar go? B'chatzotzos v'kol shofar re'lufnei melech Hashem. So b'shas ha-karban, the Rambam should have mentioned the chatzotzos and the kol shofar. In the Sefri Zuta here, it says Varyosim b'chatzotzos v'lo b'shofros. It's brought in the Yalkut. So l'fi pshuta, we have Xeris HaKosov, that when you bring the karbanos, they are only going to be chatzotzos and not shofros. So that's what one would think. However, it would appear that that's not what the Sefri Zuta means. Because this din, that in the Mikdash there's shofar and also chatzotzos, that's learned from a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. Midivrei Torah, there's no such din at all. So why do we need a mute from the pasuk that there are only chatzotzos and no shofros, when according to the Torah, when on that level, there's no shofros to start with? So you don't need a mute. And therefore we have to say that the kavanah of this drash is to teach us that we don't blow b'shofros instead of chatzotzos. That the din tkiya that was said on the karban has to be b'chatzotzos dafka v'lo yidei shofros. But midivrei Kabbalah we have a chiddush, that in addition to the chatzotzos, we also have shofros. They're added on. So we're still left with the kasha of how come the Rambam doesn't tell us in Hilchos Klei Mikdash that on the karbanos you both blow chatzotzos and shofros. Why does the Rambam omit the shofros and only mention the chatzotzos? We have a pasuk of a chatzotzos we call shofar. So maybe we can say as follows, that says the Avram, that we see from the Sifri Zuta that it says Shomeani Karban Shetaku Aleim Yuksheirim Vishalotaku Lo Yuksheirim. So I hear that a karban that you were tokeya should be kosher, and if you weren't tokeya, it won't be kosher. That the tkiya is a hechsher karbon. So it's mashma the tkiya sala karbon is chelik mimasa karbonos. And even though we learn from the pasuk, we darf from the pasuk, that tkiya sanama akev behechsher karbon, nevertheless we can say that we stay with the understanding that it's a din in the maisa karbon, like we said earlier. So now, if we say this way, we can be mechalik between the tkiya's be'es sara and the tkiya shofar from Rosh Hashanah. And the tkios sabos ala karban, that by the tkios of shas tzara, the ikar din is tkios ba'alma. It's not tali b'shem din or mitzvah acheres. So to the tkia in Rosh Hashanah, it's a kol ikro zechovas tkia. It's not part of another din. And memela, since the kol ikar din tkios are a chova l'skoa b'chatzotzos v'shofar. So there's a din midivrei kabbalah together. Chatzotzos v'kolshe. If you're lifnei Hamelech Hashem, if you're in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to have both. Chatzotzos v'kol shofar. Mashen kein these tkiyos shala karban. So it's not stam a chovas tkiyah ba'alma. It's chelek mimaisa v'hechshara karban. And even though it's not li'ikuva, since the yisod inyan is in the maisa ha-karban, if so, there's no adding on of the shofar. Because the Torah was koveh that how you machshir a karban with chatzotzros. In other words, when the pasuk says in Divrei Kabbalah, b'chatzotzros v'kol shofar y'lifnei melech Hashem, it's saying that when you have a din of blowing horns, trumpets, so shofar and chatzotzros go together. So that's on Rosh Hashanah, there's a din of tkiyas. So together with the tkiyas of the shofar, you have tkiyah of chatzotzos. Beis Sarah, there's a din of tkiyah of chatzotzos. So you add on the kol shofar. That's when there's a din in the etzem atkiyah. Here it's a din in the hechshar karban. When it's in the hechshar karban, it's just chatzotzos alone. Because that's how you're machshir the carbon, and nothing else is necessary. V'yesh laharich b'zema od, and I hope very much to return to this sugya, because it is fascinating. Thank you for listening, my sweetest beloved, most beloved friends, and Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we will return to this together, and Hashem should just give us the life, and the Simchas Chaim, and everything else we need. Shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.